I slid my spot of light farther to the rear and dropped it lower. My eyes focused, and I sucked in cold air when I realized what I was seeing. Lewis was sprawled, spread-eagle on his back, his eyes impossibly wide and unblinking, his feet splayed. Snot had run out of his nose and frozen to his cheek. A large urine stain had crystallized on the front of his work pants. He had a large dark dot in the middle of his forehead. Sal lay next to him, with an identical dot and the same dumbstruck expression on his frozen face. "Shit," Morelli said. "I'm not having any luck at all." The only dead people I'd ever seen had been embalmed and dressed up for church. Their hair had been styled, their cheeks had been rouged, and their eyes had been closed to suggest eternal slumber. None of them had been shot in the forehead. I felt bile rise in my throat and clapped a hand over my mouth. Morelli yanked me out the door and onto the gravel. "Don't throw up in the truck," he said. "You'll screw up the crime scene." I did some deep breathing and willed my stomach to settle. Morelli had his hand on the back of my neck. "You gonna be okay?" I nodded violently. "I'm fine. Just took me by surprise. I need some stuff from the van. Stay here. Don't go back in the truck and don't touch anything." He didn't have to worry about me going back into the truck. Wild horses couldn't drag me back into the truck. He returned with a crowbar and two pairs of disposable gloves. He gave one pair to me. We snapped the gloves on, and Morelli climbed up the step bumper. "Shine the light on Lewis," he ordered, bending over the body. "What are you doing?" "I'm looking for the missing gun." He stood and tossed a set of keys at me. "No gun on him, but he had these keys in his pocket. See if one of them opens the cab door." I opened the passenger side door and searched the map pockets, the glove compartment, and under the seat. But I didn't come up with a gun. When I went back to Morelli, he was working at the sealed drum with a crowbar. "No gun up front," I said. The lid popped off, and Morelli flicked his flashlight on and looked inside. "Well?" I asked. His voice was tight when he answered. "It's Carmen.